75% of Americans believe in UFOs. 30% of Americans believe UFOs are vehicles from other worlds. And 3% of Americans believe they have been abducted by aliens. That's over 8 million people. They're out there, aren't they?
Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
And as you can tell by the sounds, thousands of people are here in Roswell observing the UFO Festival. It's held every year over the 4th of July. Some of the crowd is unusual for sure.
Do you think that was a Dalmatian?
No, I don't know what it was.
That was Roberta Scott, who's here with me, along with Shanina Johnson and James Smith. Welcome to our series on Roswell. Roswell, New Mexico, 1947, fact or fiction, coming up on the 60th anniversary. Between now and July 4th, 2007, we'll be doing a series of shows featuring all of the movers and shakers of the Roswell story. We hope you tell your friends about this series, as we'll be adding new shows every week or two. Right now, let's talk to someone in the crowd. Here's a lady. You live around here, I understand. Where do you work? What do you do?
We're working at the Dexter Fish Hatchery.
So you're into wildlife?
I am. I just.
My kind of woman, Shanina. Oh, no, not that kind of wildlife.
I just graduated with my master's from New Mexico State University, and so I'm at Dexter working in the molecular ecology lab, getting some experience.
What kind of degree did you get? Something in zoology or something?
It's wildlife science, a master's in wildlife science.
And your name?
Holly Vong.
I got to ask you about ETs.
What do you want to know about ETs?
Do you believe?
I believe that there are other things out there. I don't know if they're as sophisticated as what's in the propaganda.
So you're just here having fun?
Oh, yeah. I'm just visiting and having fun.
That'll be the theme of our first show, ETs, Do You Really Believe? Surprisingly, a lot of people in Roswell are doubters, and many have religious beliefs that enter into this as well. Later on, we'll be talking to Guy Malone about that, and also we'll be talking to Guy about the plans for the 2007 anniversary, the 60th anniversary. But right now we're going to step into the time machine and go forward to October 27th, 2006. A new movie about UFOs. Well, it's a movie basically about people who don't believe that UFOs are extraterrestrials. They believe they're demons. Hey, don't laugh. That's a common theme. Stick around. We're going to go to commercial, and I'm going to jump in the time machine and go forward to October.
I'm Jim Mars, author of Alien Agenda, the world's top-selling nonfiction book on UFOs. I'm here today to tell you one of the most fascinating stories I've come across in my career as a journalist. The secret of Reggate is that so many people in one small American community now know that there is so much more to the universe than what we see and experience in our everyday world.
Save $5 this month when you purchase The Secret of Reggate DVD from ShopJerryPippin.com. This film won the prestigious People's Choice Awards at the 2004 UFO Conference. The Secret of Reggate will astound you. You will want to see it again and again. Save $5. Order it now this month only at ShopJerryPippin.com. Secret of Reggate, a Linda Cowan production. Welcome back to our UFO show. Over the weekend of October 27th, a UFO movie opened around the country, including here in Roswell. It's called Unidentified. It's actually a Christian movie production. On the line, we have Rich Cristiano, along with his brother, produced this movie. Rich, welcome to the show. And give me a little background on this movie, if you don't mind.
A friend of mine had an idea about a UFO movie, and so he explained it to me one day, and I made a deal to buy that idea from that guy, and then my brother and I drafted a script. Basically, the concept is this movie is about these two guys that work for a national magazine that, over a newswire, they catch wind of a UFO sighting that takes place in a small Texas town. And it just so happens they're going to Houston on some other business, and their editor wants them to drive 2 hours out of their way to go check it out. Well, neither reporter is thrilled about this because they see themselves as serious reporters and they see the UFO thing as just a tabloid subject. But the news editor says, wait a minute, UFOs, there's something about this subject never goes away. I want you to check it out. Well, when they go up to the small Texas town to check it out, nobody will tell them anything. It's like there's a cover-up that's going on. And then the movie goes from there, and they start investigating, and they take different viewpoints. One of the writers is an atheist. He doesn't believe in UFOs, the Bible, none of this stuff. To him, it's all about making money, and the UFOs is another money-making scheme, and so he takes it from that vantage point. Then the girl writer gets involved and says, wait a minute, there's been thousands and thousands of UFO sightings all around the world by a lot of credible people, a lot of credible sources. There's got to be alien activity. So she's kind of out to prove the alien viewpoint. And the lead writer, he's not sure what it is, but he's convinced something's going on. He's just convinced that something is happening out there. So he's kind of just trying to decide. And then the religion editor gets involved, and he chimes in with his viewpoint, which he thinks is the biblical viewpoint. So what we tried to do in this movie is present different arguments to answer the question, what are UFOs? And then we connect it and draw it into spiritual truth. How does it deal with the Bible? How does it affect Jesus? How does it affect eternity? Things like that. Well, I think this movie is a very thought-provoking film. And
Rich, thanks for telling us about the movie. We're out of time. We have a guest here, so we have to get on with the show. Thanks again.
No, just appreciate the exposure.
And we are in Roswell on Main Street, the Roswell Earth Station Visitor Center. And we have Guy Malone here with us. And Guy, the first time I met you here in Roswell, you were doing a conference in which you were exploring the religious significance of UFOs. And more recently, I saw you this summer out in California in the Mojave Desert. We had a lot of fun there at the Retro Conference. Welcome to the show.
That was fun at the Integraton.
Yeah, we have a picture of him on that website. And, in fact, I saw a picture in the newspaper here where you had the same makeup on.
Oh, good. I haven't seen that yet. I need a copy of that for the scrapbook.
Yeah, well, I saw it on, maybe it wasn't on the newspaper, maybe it was on the website, but I did see a picture. Somebody took a picture of you in it.
Yeah, that started as almost a joke. The picture or the look you're referring to is Alien Stranger, a persona I've got going for marketing our websites and conferences and books and stuff. I've shaved my head completely bald, which, if you've seen me in years past, that wasn't a big sacrifice.
I was not going to make any comments. Yeah. I was going to be a nice host.
Well, it's kind of like dumping a girl before she dumps you. Make it look like it was your idea. And then I paint it with gray and silver makeup and get the hugest upside-down sunglasses I can find. And people want to run up and take photos. So I'm like, yeah, and here's a card, too. So it gets them going to the website.
Now, your website's alienstranger.com?
Yeah, I've got more websites than I do pairs of underwear, I think, by now. But all the UFO-related ones are listed at alienstranger.com.
So that's a good place to go. And we have a link to that as well.
Cool.
You've lived in Roswell for a long time, right?
Since 1999. 7 years this weekend. I moved from Nashville.
And so you came here during the UFO celebration?
Yeah, I unloaded half my pickup truck at the little apartment I'd rented, and the other half I had a vendor table at the convention center.
And were you planning on staying? Or?
Oh, 6 or 9 months, yeah.
And so you're still here?
Yeah, it's
You actually have some very good conferences.
Thanks.
Very interesting. This one this year was at the Ramada, and we've had a couple of the people on already that appeared at the conference. You had sometimes have a theme. Next year, I know you got new plans. You got anything to announce about that?
I've booked the convention center for next year. And you're right, we do thematic events quite often. Like this year, I got all the best local talent, you might say, the researchers who actually live in Roswell, and put that under the heading RoswellUFOConference.com. Next year, it's going to be the topic of disclosure, and I've already got agreements, not signed agreements, but verbal or email agreements with Stephen Bassett, Dr. Stephen Greer, Michael Lindemann, John Lear, and Richard Dolan, and they're going to present on the topics of disclosure. Will the U.S. government ever tell the truth, and should they? Do they think it's a good idea or a bad idea? And we may think that's a no-brainer, that we want the truth to be told, but there's a lot of valid arguments for keeping a lid on these things, and these guys are going to debate that out.
Yeah, we've had some of those discussions ourselves before. Do you have a location yet?
A physical location? We've got a shop that's on currently 706 West 2nd, Roswell, at 8203, and that's my third location for Alien Resistance Headquarters, which has always been a book. It started as a bookstore. I opened here in 2000.
Yeah, I've been in the when it was a bookstore completely. Now it's a lot of things.
My friends run it. Instead of me having to pay the rent to keep the expenses going, I actually lived in that shop probably when you were there, the back. That's the only way I could really afford to do all this at the same time and still travel and be at every other UFO conference. But they moved from Wisconsin to help me with what we're doing here. Free and Amy are our artist couple. She does tattoos, and he blows glass. So once they moved here, took them about a year to open their own studio, and we moved the headquarters into there. So it's definitely a 3- or 4-fold building.
Now, do you know where you're going to have your conference next year?
Yeah, I've booked the Roswell Convention Center. They say it seats 1,200 if it's wide open.
Yeah, it's a nice facility in here. Yeah, this year they didn't seem to have anything going on there.
No, that's what gave me the idea to get it. People are used to the UFO festival here being kind of split up to where there's vendors and lectures and events both at the convention center because it's a big, modern, air-conditioned facility that can hold several hundred. And there's stuff going on downtown here on the corner in front of the UFO Museum. But they didn't book it this year, and that just gave me the idea to walk up and ask, can I book it next year?
And you did.
And I did.
Well, great. And yeah. That'll be a good topic to have. You'll have a big discussion group and a big attendance.
I think I will, yeah. That's just the first 5 speakers that I've agreed. I've got it booked for 2 days. And I've got the option to add on Friday or Monday if other people contact me and want to be down here.
Now, next year, if I'm not mistaken, the 4th is in the middle of the week, but it'll be...
July 4th is Wednesday, so that makes it tough to...
So you're going to have it the week before the 4th?
The weekend before, yeah. I think it's actually the 30th, and then the 1st would be July 1st would be Sunday, but the Saturday disclosure debate would be Saturday the 30th.
Let's discuss a little bit about you personally and your interest in UFOs and all of these related subjects. We see you around a lot. You've always been interested in this?
Pretty much. As a childhood experiencer, and that was sufficient motivation to keep me interested in wanting to find out what was going on, even though throughout my teenage years. Yeah. Born in Atlanta but raised in Nashville, and I think I had some you might say paranormal or nocturnal type of experiences that just planted the seed in my head. I didn't really get active until, the last decade or so.
You were very young when this happened?
Yeah, about between 4 and 8, some repeated events. I've got what's my first entry into this field, 1997, is a book I wrote on Come Sail Away, and it's free on the Internet. And part of that book is kind of my autobiographical, detailed dreams, whatever I remember. Gets personal too.
Yeah, I understand, but have you changed your mind since you wrote that book in 97, or have you embellished it? Or
I'd say anybody who hasn't learned, something on this phenomena since Well, the reason you're asking that question probably is because one of the original premises or thesis is that I wrote that my experiences were probably more demonic than they were extraterrestrial. And I think there's a lot of that fallen angel deception going on within the UFO subculture. It's entities that are claiming to be from other planets that really aren't. But just because that is true doesn't mean I don't think aliens possibly exist. And I also think that there's a lot of nuts and bolts to the UFO phenomena that is absolutely 100% separate from the spiritual or paranormal.
Yeah, the first time I ran across you, you were into a conference that was heavy into spiritual and religious overtones.
Yeah, 2004
right,
here.
It actually worked very well. You had people of opposite beliefs, but they seemed to have reached some sort of term there.
That was 2004, is Ancient of Days. You're right. It was a 4-day event, and half the speakers were Christians. Some of them took the demonic view, and half of them weren't and were very secular. That's Richard Dolan,
sure.
John Greenwald, and the like. And my idea was, the opening remarks, I said, no view is unwelcome here as long as it's based on your research, not your dogma. Get up here and tell us why you believe what you believe. So over 4 days, 14 speakers presented and heard each other out, and we had a 3-hour panel discussion at the end of it. And I won't say agreement or consensus was reached, because that wasn't the goal. The goal was an end to the hostility, to hear each other out and sit down, and everybody left friends. It was amazing.
A lot of interviews that year, and no one was hostile to each other. So
that's what I considered the best success, that people were willing to just sit and hear each other out and walk away friends, even if they disagreed. But we all came away valuing what even the people we most disagreed with contributed to the field of research, because that helps my knowledge when someone that I disagree with their premise, then give me some facts. I'm all ears.
Now, Guy, when we're talking with Guy Malone here, when you had your childhood experiences and it was demonic, at least you thought it was at the time, is this a different realm from the extraterrestrials that were here in Roswell, you think? Or?
Oh, you don't know. I'm one of the black sheep in Roswell on that. Okay. I actually own the domain RoswellUFOCrash.com. Uh-huh. That takes the man-made Tesla Nazi UFO paperclip angle on what really happened. I'd be more in line with what Nick Redfern and Mike Heiser have printed on this.
Well, I knew that's the reason I'm going to bring this up.
Okay.
And how is this viewpoint accepted here in Roswell?
I would say that viewpoint is not endorsed by the Roswell Chamber of Commerce, the UFO Museum, or the New World Order.
what about when we talk about disclosure then? What do you think will come of that next year?
Of the conference or what's to disclose if it's
both,
just man-made?
Both,
yeah. Well, it's not that I don't believe aliens are possible from other worlds and all that stuff. I do think Roswell is one of the worst examples to make that case, though, because of the other research that's come out in the past few decades to the contrary. And I'm not talking mogul or balloon. But one thing we all agree on is that there is something massive and pervasive and global that's been going on for decades, and that the U.S. government has a ton of information about it, and that there's black ops and secret governments behind walls. And that's the group that we want to say, what exactly do you know about what's going on? And do we have the right to know it? But I'm not saying it's from outer space, and I'm not saying it's demonic, and I'm not saying it's man-made. It could be, you know, all of the above.
Of all of such.
But let's get the information out there and let people learn.
Well, we try our part to do that. Let's get back to the retro conference and that idea and the Integraton. Was that the first time you've been out there?
To the Integraton, yeah. It was their first retro conference, though. Mm-hmm.
Sure, I understand, but I thought maybe you might. It looked basically what I thought it would look like. It was my first time. and I read back over the history of that back in the 50s, and I kind of scratch my head a lot. I'm not quite really sure what happened. What's your whole feeling about that whole
thing? Well, the what you'd call the UFO and visitor phenomena was so different back in the 50s. The George Van Tassel and or George Adamski and Van Tassel, they were reporting contact with what we'd call extremely humanoid entities, the tall blondes, or angelics is what a lot of people refer to them as. And the message, the abduction phenomena wasn't brought up at all back then. It was really just, some people might refer to it as New Agey because they were talking about spiritual utopias and it was very day the earth stood still that, you know, we need to show you humans a better way before you blow each other up or come into space with your nuclear weapons and try to blow us up.
Now, you visited, you were there all day talking to everybody.
Yeah, in makeup.
Dressed as an alien. It was a very hot day in the desert. Naturally, it would be, but you're from Roswell now, so you're used to that.
I was the only one at the whole thing, like 200-300 people at least. I was the only one in a tie, but I had a press shirt and slacks, and yeah, with that makeup.
You looked very good.
I figured if you're going to look like an idiot, you can at least look professional about it.
What I'm getting to is I had several people volunteer stories about super ships showing up and music and things coming from them, lights, et cetera, et cetera. Did you get a lot of interesting people talking about stories from the past?
Not so much at that event. Maybe it was my parents didn't invite confidentiality but or credibility to some until at least they took a card and went on the website, I would hope. But, yeah, that's a large part of what's in the UFO phenomenon in general and what would have been at the Integraton.
Well, the giant rock, did you get out there?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's tough to get there, though.
Yeah, Lisa Davis is the organizer of the conference in Hollywood, NUFOC right now. She had an awesome four-wheel drive, and killed...
I saw you guys going out. We'd come back in our little vibe.
She about killed us and a few other people on the way, but we got there and got back.
That brings me up to something that we ought to do here. I was just talking with Roberta Scott and Jim Smith, our producers here, before you came in. And it seems to me that they're missing a bed here. They need to get some sort of organized caravan or something to go out to the crash site.
You know, what I've heard is the reason that doesn't happen here is because during the festival, the real quick, easy route to get to it is through the rancher's land. And he was charging like maybe $10 a head to drive through his property. And I've not read this in print, but this is what I've always heard as long as I've lived here, that the city actually said, well, if you're going to charge money for it, we have to rezone you from ranch to commercial, and that'll be $80,000, please. So he put a padlock on the gate. I've been there a couple times, and there's photos on a Roswell UFO crash of the monuments that were out there during the festival. It's doable, and you can get there on public land. You just got to have a four-wheel drive, and it takes a while.
What's out there? Nothing, I guess.
No, because in the 97 festival, they really did it up, and there's some monolith rock monuments. There's a huge stone. The carving on it reads, we don't know who they were, where they came from, or something like that. It doesn't exactly say rest in peace, but there is words carved on a stone marker. Now, you know as well that there's 3, 4, 5 debated Roswell crash sites, though. That's the one that's closest to the city limits and most marketable. But Corona, you know, Stanton will tell you, is more or less the final resting place. But that doesn't mean that people are lying or hoaxing. People think that the craft, wherever it came from, that we were talking about earlier, possibly may have hit the ground, skipped, left a gash, broken off parts of it, but regained altitude, and then finally crashed at Corona, a couple more miles, or 60 miles away from here.
Now, Nick Redfern, we had an interesting interview with his idea. I'm trying to remember, did we run across Nick here in Roswell? Did he dare show himself here?
Oh, no. He agreed with me that he would. He was going to be a speaker this year. But his mom is ill, and he went back to the U.K. for several months.
Okay.
I hope he's here next year, though.
But whether as a speaker or just hanging out. He was ready to face the people in Roswell. I just didn't remember whether or not he ever made it.
No, he was real affirming like 6 months ago when I mentioned, I think I'm going to go ahead and plan a conference. Are you in? Do you want to lecture on this book in Roswell? He was like, love to.
Guy Malone is our guest. We'll be talking about next year's plans here at Roswell. We'll be right back. This is Jerry Pippin.
The doors are finally open at shopjerrypippin.com. Explore our new iShop. It's open and growing. You can use any major credit card or your checking account with our PayPal connection. Our first edition t-shirt selections features three different Jerry Pippen UFO Files designs. In addition, we will be adding collector t-shirts from select UFO conferences, as well as several novelty items. Check us out at shopjerrypippen.com.